There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wham, bam, Sam, pam, flam.
Well, I haven't prepared anything, so...
You say my name.
Ha, ha, Tom Carr. I haven't got anything. Hello, Tom McCall.
I didn't prepare anything either.
Of course you haven't.
I was just flying
Sam
off the...
Sam Pamphalon rhymes with so much Sam, wham, bam.
Wham, bam, Sam, pam, flam.
Tom McCall, small... It doesn't rhyme with anything good.
Hall? With better things than small, I'm sure. For example, if I was a boxer... Or
if
some
you
kind
were a boxer,
of fighting guy.
You'd love to be a boxer.
Oh, God damn it. I'd be Tom, the ticking time bomb, McCall.
Why?
Because tick, 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 boom!
What says that doesn't rhyme?
What?
Yeah, you'd be Tom,
the ticking
gonna
time
take a fall,
bomb.
McCall.
No. You don't have to rhyme with the last one. You can rhyme with the first one.
But boom isn't rhyming with any
bro,
of them.
Bro, you're just like...
Don't call me bro.
Bro, you just your sense of poetry is weak. It's kind of...
Weak?
It's
I think
so...
it's sleek. I think it's unique. When I look
sleek.
At you, you're
sleek. What does sleek mean?
Like an otter, I'm cutting through the
flowing.
Water.
Yeah, okay,
flow.
Yeah.
Guys,
go,
should
flow.
I go to the toilet around?
Sorry,
come
back sorry.
10. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, here we are on the island again.
I know.
We haven't left in a long while, eh?
14 years counting.
14 years and
counting.
How are you
getting on?
I'm good.
It's
I'm
all right.
Right. Yeah. I've been getting my tan on.
Yeah?
Well, I say my tan on.
You're not really a tan guy.
I'm not really a kind of tanner.
You do have a little tan around the lips from all the scampi fries. You've got like a yellowing around what is now your beard.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
That little fish smell that comes with it.
Mm-hmm. This week's castaway is an actor.
Okay.
Is a comedian. Is a writer. And dare I say... an activist.
Whoa.
Yeah.
God, I haven't been described as that before.
Yeah,
go on.
Okay.
That feels negative.
She began... No, that's not a negative thing.
It's as negative as feminism.
Oh, right.
She began her career as an actor, appearing in various TV projects, including Cardinal Burns and Dead Boss, until 2011, when she thought, hey, guys, why not?
Is this definitely what she thought?
This is what she thought.
I think someone's been on the old website, Tom.
How dare you?
Copied and pasted the website information. And tried to jazz up a copied and pasted bit of text.
What Tom does is he reads your Wikipedia and puts it in first person.
And I know from your laugh that is definitely true.
Hey, it's just because I know minds, yeah. And okay. I see into them. And I know that circa 2011, you thought, why not give this stand-up a go? Huh?
You've definitely been reading the
And one. Since then... she hasn't looked back.
Stratospheric, mate.
Yeah.
Stratospheric.
She became the first woman in 20 years to win the prestigious So You Think You're Funny competition for new stand-ups. A year later, her debut solo show at the Edinburgh Fringe, which I'm not going to name because it might give away who it is, who the guest is.
I mean, if people look at their phones, it's right there.
I know,
I'm
yeah.
I'm on Tenderhouse.
Hey, hey, let's keep them... There may be some...
Stragglers guessing.
Hard of reading. People. So let's keep them in suspense.
They weren't their phones.
Yes, all right. So this... mystery debut show at Edinburgh Fringe sold out its entire run, receiving 4 and 5 star reviews across the board. She was nominated for the Foster's Best Newcomer Award, formerly known as the Perrier Award.
Yeah, it's better than
that. Yeah, Pezza. Another year later in 2014, she won the British Comedy Award for Best Female TV Comedian. Her second Edinburgh hour long show.
Yeah. as long as this intro.
Hey, it'll be worth it. Trust me.
It's so worth it. You've got to give people the info.
That one sold out as well. And in 3 days, and had extra shows added due to the demand.
I could never sell out 3 days.
No. She's also done loads of gigs. She's just recorded a special Netflix, or a special for Netflix.
Or a Netflix special.
Yeah. Just not a special Netflix.
Not a special Netflix.
No.
Standard
special
Netflix.
Yeah. Which will be released later in the summer. She's also appeared on every panel show under the sun, including being team captain on the highly popular 8 out of 10 Cats. As if this was not enough, Sam.
Yeah.
Her writing accolades are nothing to be sniffed at.
I'm not going to sniff at anything.
Please don't sniff.
No, she is a scriptwriter. Well, she's been a scriptwriter. She's been a scriptwriter for over a decade.
We're not editing any of those moments.
Shut up. But this year, she and Emmy-nominated Catastrophe's Sharon Horgan have had a series commissioned by Channel 4, which Sharon's production company, Merman... Is it Merman or Merman? It's Merman, right?
Whichever you want to say. So I say Ploughman's Lunch and Fireman Sam, but English people say Fireman and Ploughman, like the mun. They mun it up.
Merman. I would say...
You'd
like,
say Merman.
If, we,
though,
if my home was invaded by Mermen,
yeah.
I'd say there was a Merman invasion...
I'd
but if I met a merman, I'd be like, he's a merman.
See, like you...
This merman was part of the merman invasion.
What about so the merman's the plural.
Merman. No, the mermen is the plural.
What about a mun who ploughs? What would you call him?
A ploughman.
That's so silly, you English people. Ploughman.
It's our goddamn
plowman.
Lunch.
Ploughman's lunch. It's a lunch of a ploughman.
Yeah, but English ploughmans.
Ploughmans.
She's written loads of stuff as well, on top of that.
Oh, God.
I won't read it out because we'll be here all day. So shall I just introduce our mystery guest?
But who could it be?
It is, of course, Aisling B.
Welcome, Aisling, we are so sorry that you're here on the island.
I'm so sad about it, but luckily for you guys, I found a coconut tree to stay under where I won't get burned.
A bit of shade.
Je suis ham.
Yeah.
I am ham in the heat.
You and McCall share a complexion.
Yeah.
Je suis ham.
Tu es ham.
Ouais.
Nous sommes jambons.
J'avais beaucoup de beurnés.
Whoa, alors.
Like a tarragon hollandaise.
Yeah.
Why?
You speak French like you sold what you just read there.
How dare you?
Which is avec beaucoup de jambon et fromage.
Do you know what? Having said that, actually, if I got an intro like that on anything, I'd be so made up. Mainly because it would mean I'd done all those things.
If it was remembered or like, you've done this and this, rather than I know that as all directly from my website.
Whoa.
It's even the language and the English of my website. You didn't even bother, Tom, and I've known you for 12 years?
Hey.
11 years? And you didn't even bother to like just go, oh, here's some things. You literally copied and pasted my website. I can see the turns of phrases.
Whoa.
I wrote my own website.
I went on Wikipedia as well.
Yeah, and there was in fairness, I didn't write my Wikipedia.
Cross-reference.
There was a couple of things from Wikipedia, so thank you. That makes me a responsible journalist, right?
You've researched.
Because I've researched various
A weird man
sources.
From Twitter writes my Wikipedia, and he constantly threatens to change it to mean things if I don't follow him back. And I still haven't, so keep an eye on it.
Is that how Wikipedia works?
Yeah, you can't write any of your own stuff.
This is why I haven't got a Wikipedia page.
You do me, I'll do you.
I can't be fucked.
Yeah.
We're here now anyway.
Oh yeah, we're fucked.
Sam is not known as Admin Sam.
No, I don't do admin.
What is Sam known as?
This is a good question. This is quite a deep question, actually. Funny Sam, cooking Sam?
Tailcoat rider.
Tailcoat rider Sam.
Yeah. Get aboard the tailcoats.
Yeah, I'll ride some tailcoats. What are you guys?
Charming,
what are you guys doing?
Sam, I have to say.
Hey, cool, can I get in on that? Any chance you can write my website?
Hey guys, where are you guys going? Where are you off to?
Yeah, I've been here the whole time.
You open your boot to take out all of your luggage on your holiday and Sam's there going, surprise! Oh,
I'm in
Sam,
the boot.
We had all of Dave's medicine in there. We really needed the medicine.
So, as you will maybe be aware, this is a very special island.
Mm-hmm.
This island is fairly barren,
mm-hmm.
but what it does afford us is...
Like myself.
There's no topics there. You just kind of
hey, guys, you don't have to. I can be the funniest person here and I won't take either of your penises off.
This island does afford us mm-hmm. 3 bags of crisps that we can have for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
And they are everlasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think maybe we should get into it. I mean, this is what it's about.
Can I just say one of the moments I remember Tom McCall, longtime friend of mine, said that he was fondest of me
And this has nothing to do with the three Chris I've chosen, so this is actually a secret bit of information. But I had never seen... What are the ones with the soul shaker?
Soul shake.
You told and shake.
Yes.
And I always remember you looked so fondly at me, Tom, when I ate the whole bag of crisps. And then at the end I was like, oh look, I think I've won money. There's a little present at the bottom of the bag. And I took it out and like, ah fuck, it's just salt. You give a prize of salt. What a waste. And Tom was like, Shaleen, are you serious? I've never even seen that. It's salt and shake. You're supposed to put the salt on afterwards. But I thought I'd won a prize, but it was just the salt.
Did you not worry that they were incredibly bland crisps?
I didn't. I love potatoes so much. And also, sometimes you're like, oh, this is just England for you. Yeah. You know? I didn't know. I was so
stingy,
new. I was like, oh,
tasteless
England.
Bastards.
Yeah. This is England. Yeah, so I didn't know. I just think it's so lazy. It's like when you go to a cafe and they I'm like, oh, hello, I'd like a green tea, please. And then they could just give you a cup, a pot of hot water and a tea bag. And you're like, just, it was £3.
Yeah.
Do the work. Just do a bit of the work. Mm-hmm. Put the tea bag into the cup. Give me the tea.
That's the way. I was in a cafe the other day and I asked for a cup of tea and they, you know, normally they leave the bag in.
Yes.
And you take the bag out and you put it on the side and it spills mm-hmm. on the table. And that's kind of mm-hmm. annoying. They took the bag out for me and I felt really offended. Like, how do you know this is strong enough?
Yeah, that's your choice.
Mm.
Yeah. You can't de-bag someone else's tea.
Yeah,
don't take my bag out.
Yeah,
that's
obscene.
You should name and shame those people. That's...
It was the Crown Point Cafe in Crown Point in Upper Norwood. Apart from that, it was an excellent breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
What's your relationship with crisps? Do you...
I don't want to be completely hoddly-ho, but I love potatoes so much in every single form there could possibly be. A friend of myself and Tom's, Steph, is American, and she came to my house for Christmas. She's like, oh my God, you guys eat so many potatoes. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, just how many potatoes there were at Christmas? And I was like, that, Steph, there weren't. I was like, there was just gratin. Like a jack of potato at the side, roast potatoes and some mash for texture. So we grew up, like my granddad was very open to new ideas. Like he'd get sweet and sour chicken from the Chinese,
whoa,
but he'd have to have mash. So mash was essential as the fork.
Chicken, I'm thinking about it,
rice
that sounds
and
quite
mash.
Nice.
Yeah, and
hell
in
yeah,
in Ireland, I didn't know lasagna wasn't served with chips. Around the world,
it
you get lasagna
be.
And chips is like a main.
It's
thing
my favorite meal.
Pubs, lasagna and chips.
It's my,
yeah,
that would potentially be my death
yeah.
row
so
meal.
So actually, this ooh. Brings me on to my first choice, which is ready salted Walkers. And
yes.
The reason I pick these is there's something when we were kids, we used to go to France on a holiday sometimes, like every second year we go to France on a holiday. And when we were there, we would have these, what I called French crisps.
Mm.
And they were so tasty. I couldn't believe them. I was like, what is this taste? It is magical. It is complex. I don't understand. And they were just French crisps. And anytime someone would go abroad, I would like, Miley, bring us back French crisps. Please bring us back French crisps. We love French crisps so much. We used to put them on baguettes. We used to hold on to them for ages. Loved French crisps. And then
what
when
was it,
I was...
What was it about then?
They were just so tasty and I'd never experienced
the potato
a crisp taste.
There
was this magical flavouring in them that was French crisps and we just didn't know what it was, but it was not available in Ireland. And I'd go through all the crisps trying to find an equivalent to French crisps. And then we went on a school tour to England when I was about 16 and I called into a garage and I was like, oh, I'll just pick up these ones. We didn't have any Walkers in Ireland, very backwards existence. And I opened them up. And I had one. I was like, oh my God, they're
French
crisps. They just taste like French crisps. And I looked at the back of the pack and it was like potatoes, salt. They were just, the ingredient had been salt.
Salt content.
And all it was ready salted crisps. Well, we didn't have ready salted as a flavour in Ireland.
Did you not?
No.
What did you have then?
Cheese and onion were the mains. Salt and vinegar are your second mains. And then like prawn cocktail, all the like classic E numbers ones.
See, mate, this sounds like me and Tom should move to Ireland because we tend to be against ready salted.
I just thought ready salted were like the genesis. They were like where all other crisps grew from.
I can't imagine there being a place.
Not in my country,
that's incredible.
Sir.
I can't imagine there not being ready salted. Like I might not go for ready salted, but exactly that.
Yeah.
It's like the platonic tree.
From
all crisps.
If you put that down in a bowl at a party and you poured something else on top of it, it would still be fine.
Yeah.
But if you put cheese and onion and salt and vinegar into the one bowl, the whole bowl's ruined. But it's a as a basic ready salted, you're right. It's like the basis of it all.
Yeah.
But they still bring back, like, it's so evocative to me. And maybe it's just, like, simple.
The pureness of
the pureness. Because growing up, I grew up in a single parent family. And all of our convenience food, like, some people would say, oh, do you miss home when you think of, like, Guinness stew or something like that? And I'm like, no, I love shit from the freezer. Freezer stuff, like anything breadcrumbed, goujons, spaghetti hoops, crisps, like the basic yellow food. When you're a single parent growing up in the 80s, that is the basics of. Speaking of which, do you know my sister went to Orange from Sunny D and they all had to be.
All the beta carotene or whatever. Yes, it was the E number.
There was like a summer when all the children in Ireland went Orange and we were like, yeah, we all got tans. Whoa, we're going to live forever. And there's like, no, actually, it's too much Sunny D. We need to make that illegal in Europe.
That was an E number. It's called Sunrise or something like that. Yeah.
Everyone and they had to ban it. And they advertised it. Things that were American or showed American children on Irish television was so addicted. Like, whether it was like that little tiny typewriter or a baby born or whatever it was. If a small American kids were talking about it, we wanted to be it. So as soon as like the Sunny D ads came on.
They were huge,
Sinead horse that stuff into
and
it.
And the adverts were so colourful. Yeah. Sunny D was like, it shouldn't have been nice, but I think maybe because of the stuff they put in it, it was kind of weird that you could drink some and you're like, those big cartons.
Mm-hmm. They were addicted. I put it on my cereal once. Because I was like,
what are you doing?
I'm not really that into milk. I was like, do you know what?
not into milk.
Let's hit up. I'm really into Sunny D. And I'm kind of into these like little cereal numbers. Kind of meant what they were. Start? They were called Start.
Start! I love Start!
So I thought, let's combine my two loves in this world.
Because Start was supposed to be healthy, but it wasn't.
No, share right.
What happened, Tom? Tell us more.
Well, I just basically had a load of orange juice on my cereal and it just tasted like shit, basically.
Oh, like, did it teach you to not have an affair later on in life? Because you're like, you can't mix your two loves. You've got to keep them separate.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll be pouring no it juice taught me on to, my... I'm a start.
Sorry, Diane.
Well, how about we take a walk down memory lane?
Please.
And sample some ready-salted...
Yes, please.
Walker's crisp. I mean, I was going to chastise you for the choice... I'm not gonna lie.
We've kind of over that now because people have chosen ready salted quite a few times now. I think we've kind of got to get over our prejudice.
Yeah. But the story behind it and the reason you're bringing them onto the island.
It's genuine.
Mm-hmm. It's genuine and it's heartfelt and it's.
It doesn't feel like it's because you don't appreciate a lack of flavour.
No,
you appreciate
it's not.
Flavor.
In fact, I'm the opposite. Sam, I'm a very spicy lady in my personality.
And if you want to talk to me, just press star.
Well, here we are.
As you can see from my outfit, which is just a bra.
Made of crisps.
A crisp bra.
Oh, it's getting
so,
there.
They're nice.
It's so simple.
They're nice.
It's you know what? This life is crazy. There's so much going on. How to be a woman, a man, a parent, a single person. How to get through life. How to navigate things. The world is falling apart, or so we feel. We're over inundated with information at every turn. Yet here, there's something simple. It is spud and it is salt.
Yeah.
Salt. And I can get my head around it. And sometimes it's just a little bit of a hug in your mouth.
What I like about Walkers is the thin, friable texture.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I could have more taste of spud in there. Mm. I feel I could have more salt there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Any more salt and that's like
really?
In danger zones, I think.
Yeah. I think that's a perfect
that's
level.
That's a good salt coverage, I think. Mm-hmm. Any more, you're like, god damn.
Yeah.
It's feeling fizzy in my mouth.
You know what it is? In a crisp packet... It gives you the feeling of having had a dinner in the pub. So if you have a bag of ready salted crisps, you feel like a little bit like you've had a jack and potato. Or you've had something basic soak up before. If you're like, oh, I want to keep drinking, but I feel responsibly,
if you have salt
vinegar,
I should
have
a pint. You've had a
snack. Yeah.
Whereas if you have ready salted, because it's, there's that sort of plain, like you splodge a potato on a plate.
Yes.
You kind of feel it's a bit of a meal.
It's a bit of a dinner.
Do you know what I've just remembered?
Please.
They don't do them anymore, I don't think. Do you remember beef and onion Walkers?
No, yes. I don't. No.
Hey, they were, you know, a good meal. About, like, they're like a meal crisp. Beef and onion, like...
I'm a pescatarian now, but I do remember really being, and I know it's probably science and weird poison, but the roast chicken, I'm like, why would you buy a chicken on a dinner when there's this crisp? It reminded me of the Jetsons.
It's
30p for a chicken bloody dinner. It reminded me of, do you remember in the Jetsons, I thought by now we'd have pills that taste like dinner, or even in Willy Wonka's factory when they'd be given one thing and they're like, oh my god, I can taste Or lobster. And
so, blueberries.
And blueberries. Well, Violet, you're turning into a blueberry. She's going blue, blue. She's going violet, violet. And so I feel like with the roast chicken, I was like, this is a whole dinner. I'm getting all the ambience of the pub. I'm getting the chicken in the background.
They were salty, those chicken ones. I kind of have a thing, but for me, Chris, I kind of feel that it's all a bit one note, that kind of attempt at an umami note. That
yes.
It tends to all be a bit kind of similar.
What's nice is if the vegetarian market banked more on what they were doing with roast chicken dinners, they could get more so. Because what they try to do sometimes is mimic something. Whereas actually most of the tastes we love are texture and herbs, sweet herbs. So it's not really the chicken that tastes something. Chicken on its own is quite bland. It's the herbs, the rosemary, the combination.
That browning flavour from roasting something. You don't need to have that chicken flavour.
Yeah.
Well, it's all like, you go to a posh restaurant, you have a bit of mash. You have a bit of mash here, and you're like, God damn, that mash is the goddamn best mash I've ever had in my life. They've covered it in cream and salt.
Yeah.
Like, obscene.
Here's an interesting thing. There's this food documentary, it might still be on BBC iPlayer, but earlier on, this is classic Sam Ashling and Tom chat. Before we pressed record, we were talking about breast milk. And it's this fascinating,
that would make it would make a good creme brulee.
I'm not surprised you said because that, my good man, is true. Breast milk is one of the few complete foods available to humans. And it is the perfect combination of all the vitamins and things that you need, but also sugar, fat, and maybe protein is a third one. And everything that we're doing in life is trying to mimic that ratio or combination that we're addicted to is breast milk. And so something like cheesecake or cream or the cream and the salt and the mash, and, you know, and the, whatever we're trying to mimic a complete feeling of a food that makes us feel complete, like we've ticked all the boxes that are...
So there's a sense of when you need so much energy. Actually, there's two foods. Pot noodle is the other one.
Yeah, pot noodle's fine. But the problem is that there's loads of nourishment in breast milk. And the reason you can eat 70 donuts but not, say, 7 slices of brown toast is because in 70 donuts, your body isn't getting anything. So your body's like, no, 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 hasn't ticked any of my vitamin boxes.
Yeah, and also there's nothing in sugar, so your body...
Yes, you're eating calories, but air in terms of vitamins.
Doesn't it come from, a time where you were... If you were to find something that was contained sugar or fat or all those things, or salt, or any minerals that you need, your body would kind of go, shit, we need this to take it on. Yeah. So when you eat them at like a donut or something, your body's going, keep it coming.
Keep it coming, keep it coming.
Because we need to store this up.
But there's nothing in it that helps your digestion, your tummy, so you never feel full, or you never feel satiated, because there's nothing in it that actually lasts or slow release
your body.
Like
McDonald's fullness is not a fullness you get with anything else. You sit there, you go, I'm full? Yeah. But you're confused.
I can keep going.
Yeah, it's like being dumped but not dumped. You're like, hang on, are we still going out?
We're still going out. Why am I still here?
Why am I sad?
We broke up. Why are we still in bed together? And I'm still going to your mother's house on Sunday. I hate her.
I know a guy who runs those like ultra marathons to like 100 miles at a time, and he has to carb load before he does them. He does it at McDonald's because you can just eat it forever.
Yeah.
And you should see this stuff he puts in him.
Oh, God.
It's incredible. Like, he has, like...
That's kind of grim, though.
Like, 12 cheeseburgers, 4 fries, the whole shebango.
But I think there's an idea that if you eat all of that and then run it off, it doesn't count. But it's still all that crap.
Yeah.
It's all the E numbers, all the crap. Yeah. That's the thing I hate about a lot of processed food, and even some of the stuff I ate growing up. The amount of it's not real... That now kind of freaks me out. The amount of kind of control the food industry have over us and over kids from that young age. Yeah. That I taste something that is a fabricated thing made in a petri dish. And I'm like, more of that, please.
So it's
a
tasty. Drug.
And if you're an alcoholic, you can avoid pubs. If you're addicted to food or you have issues with food, you still have to eat. Yeah. And that's a really tough thing about food disorders or anything like that, that you're like, you still have to eat. And all of these things are so everywhere and they're so clever. Mm. And advertising is so, it pinpoints everything we need in our brains to light up. It makes us salivate and it makes us want to go, yum, yum, yum.
Apart from potato waffles, they're fine.
Potato waffles are my favourite thing in the world. I will not hear them slighted.
3 times in the toaster.
Twice in the toaster for me,
Three
Sammy, at 6.
I like it crispy.
Trips.
That's burned, Sam.
No.
Are you sure?
Because also I put vinegar on them, so I need a harder shell. I need to get that vinegar.
It needs to be
around.
A boat for the high-end flavour.
I should just pour the vinegar in the little empty squares.
I have had two of the largest reactions I've ever had to social media, and this just shows you how people can be affected. On my Instagram, one was an article I wrote about my father's death, and the second one was me putting two potato waffles into a toaster. And both of those had equal reactions. What? Potato waffles in the toaster? What? Oh my God, gotta share this. Blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, it's so affecting me. Whoa, what? You can do that? Are you serious? Not on the grill? What? Blah, blah, blah. And
you're still getting a lot of calls for Channel 4 going, look, Ashley, I know it's a tough
Ashley,
subject.
Is there any way you can make a documentary about the waffles? Would you think of turning into a TV show? Would you do some talks for young people? The answer is yes.
On again. It's just you going, I mean, we did this last episode, it's just two times down in the toast.
My thing would be like, every day I'm waffling. Yeah, look, so my love for potato is rich and deep. Like our people, my people would rather starve than have a dinner without a potato side. That is what happened during the famine. Will we move on to my second packet of crisps?
Should we do that?
Great. Moving back and taking us back in nostalgia, Tom, to my old country of Ireland. Please pass me the salt and vinegar tato. Thank you. Now, Tato is an Irish brand that I grew up with. It was either Tato or King crisps, but Tato were...
Never had King.
Never had King crisps.
Never had King.
To be honest, to me, they were the cheaper brand and I thought they tasted cheaper. These ones, Tato, are for me a slightly
holding together really
higher
well. Look at
quality. Hey, and actually, Tom, if you look behind you at the toaster from my very Instagram post on years ago, you'll see a Mr. Tato fridge magnet there.
Oh, yes.
And that is from Tato Land, which is in Ireland. There is a crisp themed, like Dolly Parton Land or Dolly World or whatever it's called in America. In Ireland, there's a Mr. Tato Land.
God, I'd love to go. Man.
Imagine. But I didn't know, another thing I didn't know until I moved to England, and really, both of you are around for a lot of my, like, what moments. I didn't know, I was like, oh, do they not sell Tato in England? They're like, oh, is that that's your crisps? And I was like, yeah, we have Tato, so you have Walkers here in Ireland, we have Tato. And they were like, oh, like potato. I was like, no, it's got nothing to do with that. It's just Tato. They were like, I think it probably does come from potato. I was like, no. I'm sure I would have heard something about that. Oh my God, it's potato. I had never known that it was potato. I was just like, just Tato crisps. Don't know where it came from. Random word like Tesco.
It's his own
thing. One has an idea. Yeah, what it is.
If it sounds like potato, then that's
too obvious.
Then that's just serendipity. Shall we try?
Yes, please. Now, the main crisp in Ireland is cheese and onion. But Jesus, Mary, Christ, the smell of cheese and onion makes me want to punch someone.
Do you not like it?
I can't have it anywhere near me.
Do you know what? As a man who is kind of on board with that, but does have his exceptions for cheese and onion, the Tato cheese and onion
is
a good cheese and onion.
It's just like Dolores would have said, God bless her, rest in peace, it does linger. And it has to linger.
It's not
for
a day crisp.
It should though.
It's not a day crisp.
A good crisp should linger. Like this salt and vinegar, it sticks around, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still feeling that at the side of the tongue, and you know that's good.
And you can taste the difference between a Tato crisp and a Walker's crisp, can't you?
Yeah,
They're different.
Different. Feels like a slightly thicker cut.
I would wonder whether it's a different potato. So I couldn't believe when I moved here in England, you couldn't get Queen's potatoes. So they're a really flowery spud to make mash with, and they're great for mash. They make a monster mash.
Well, let's see. Do you think they'll specify on the back of packs?
They use various brands, I think. Various times.
No, it just says potatoes on the old Walkers.
They don't even realise there's connoisseurs trying to actually get serious about these things.
These clowns.
On the back of wine, would it just say grapes? No, maybe. We should check the back of wine.
I don't know necessarily that I prefer these to salt and vinegar Walkers, but what I will say, these feel like more of a pub crisp.
Yeah.
I'd want a pint with these more than I would Walkers. They feel more substantial. Yeah.
They taste less greasy as well,
yes,
I'd say.
They do.
That's true. And actually, you can see more globlets of oil on the Walkers packet than you can on the inside of the tato packet.
That is, my eyes are telling me that
guys,
that ain't a lie.
I'm having a brilliant time, by the way, doing this. Well, that's really good. This is really, I'm having a brilliant time.
Now, not to be offensive, I would have thought that maybe the Irish crisps that just from Ireland probably would be greasier in a way.
Interesting.
Whoa,
yeah.
Why?
No, hang on. I'm just saying that because I'm thinking Walkers is a big brand, probably more likely to kind of be conscious about fat content, more likely to be lobbied by governments and stuff like that. So Tato, I'd imagine that we'd be sneaking in going, let's try the shit out of this.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just know potatoes so well, we're like, it doesn't need
I'll tell you what it is. Can I tell you what it is? Sorry to interrupt. Dry matter. These potatoes are drier than those.
Yes.
I'm not just talking about grease. Definitely. I'm talking about dry matter. This is a drier
spread. That is what I mean, though. So I think they're a different potato, and I'll tell you why. Because the Queen's floury potatoes that I couldn't believe I couldn't get in England when I moved here to just make like mash and chips in general at home, a really floury dry mash, and it is so tasty. It's the best topping for like a shepherd's pie or something like that, and it's just so unique. And I miss my auntie spuds when I'm here. I just realise I'm in peak Irish mode at the moment, but I don't care because I'm so in it. And these ones are probably made with a different type of drier potato.
Yeah.
Than whatever those are. They're waxier in England.
Waxier. Yeah, because this is the thing I learned about like from watching the Heston stuff is that you always look for the best chips, best mash, or best chips specifically. So I guess in the same ways, best crisps is that the potato that contains the least amount of water and therefore sugar. So, you know, so these are these are light.
Yeah.
Which also means there's less sugar and less water in them. They're very light in colour.
What lightness? Explain that to me there, Sam.
So you know sometimes you go to a pub and you have chips. And the chips are a bit dark. They taste really nice, but they're floppy and they're dark.
Yeah.
It's because either the way they've been stored, they've developed too much sugar in the potato.
Oh.
So a sugary potato won't crisp up. It would be very tasty. It would taste quite potatoey because the flavours are developed, but it won't crisp up.
And what sugar is it? Like being an old potato or stored, longer out of the ground?
Cooled. Like if you put take potatoes and put them in the fridge, they'll start to develop sugar and they'll go not so good.
That's the same with any food that you cook. It sugars after you do something to it, isn't it?
Yeah, so yeah, the sugar's sort of caramelised in any way, so the potatoes that have a lot of sugar in them will go brown.
So in a pub, they'll basically chop them up, put them in water and put them in the fridge, leave
and
them for
keep
a few
them. Days. Interesting.
But potatoes, until that point, you would keep them out of the fridge.
Because you know, if you make yourself a smoothie, for example, and
potato
drink
smoothie.
It, a potato smoothie, thank you. yes, please. But if you make yourself a smoothie with berries or something and drink it, grand. The smoothies that are in the shop, or if you leave that smoothie for ages, is as much sugar as a can of Coke because because you've just done something to the fruit, it starts to sugar up. Okay. Exactly like you're saying with the potato. If you've done something to the potatoes, put them in the fridge, they start to sugar up, basically.
It's more than certain types, or different times in the season or something, they have more sugar in them.
Wow. That is fascinating.
Didn't we get all food show then?
Yeah, no. I enjoyed it. Well, I'm honestly having a great time.
We've demolished these fucking potatoes, mate.
Hey, they're good crisps.
They're good.
Yeah.
Like, they're good. I do want a pint with them.
Sam, are they better than a Walker's salt and vinegar? You have to pick now.
Say gun to my head. I can't choose between two things unless you say gun to your head.
Gun to your
mouth. Gun to your head.
Guns in your mouth.
And I'm putting one up your nose.
No, put it in there.
I'll take potatoes.
Yeah! Come on, Ireland.
I love salt and vinegar Walkers.
Let me have one more.
I'm loving the fact that there's more taste to these.
What are you saying, Tommy? Knife to your eye.
I'm going potatoes.
Great.
Penis to your back passage. What would you choose?
Penis, please.
Both.
These are two different ends.
Penis and a choice of crisps. Saturday night.
I can't make up my mind.
Why don't you boys both start and I'll choose halfway through?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you.
Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Producer Adam here. What Sam and Tom don't realise is that since about 1 minute into the recording of this podcast, I've been worrying about the fact that I have completely forgotten to bring the foreign crisps.
Can I tell you about my next choice?
Let me just ask, have we forgotten something?
Yeah, we have. We may deal with it, possibly with that bag of almonds behind you.
Where's the nearest shop?
We could have a foreign crisp, or we could have tamari almonds, which are like a salt, like they've got, tamari, rose tamari almonds.
Tamari.
Oh, tamari, is it?
I don't know. So I just, tamari, I like it.
But they're like a new mommy
taste.
Yeah,
we could do that.
So, my next crisp choice for the island. Guys, everyone's acting so strangely.
Oh my God. It's Stephen. It's Stephen Seagull.
Hello, mate.
What's he brought for us this week?
Stephen the Seagull.
Heavy.
Stephen. Yeah.
What was that? Large.
By the way, guys, your acting is still very average.
Thanks, mate. Thank you. That's on my spotlight under special skills.
Average acting. People need it.
Guys, I'm going to say, it feels like Stephen Seagull has kind of forgotten about the abroad crisps
section.
It's the main part of the show.
It's a really main part of the format, and it feels
it's called
weird.
Desert Island Crisps, not Desert Island Alternative Snacks.
Yeah, well, he's obviously been to Planet Organic.
Yeah.
But he's not bought any crisps. He's bought some almonds.
Mm-hmm.
Tamari roast almonds. I don't know what that means.
Tamari is...
It's come from your house.
Oh, no, that's impossible. Now, there are some people who would say it's pronounced tamari, like samurai, but we just don't know.
Tamari.
But hang on, why wouldn't you?
Yes.
If you knew they were Japanese?
So almonds are a great source of protein, because the thing, as you say, with crisps is that it's a snack, but it spikes your blood sugar very quickly and does not slow release. But an almond, messieurs, is a different kettle of fish.
Really a crisp, is it, almonds?
Technically, Sam, and I don't want to go all good wife on you here, bite into it. It is crisp. So is a crisp a potato? But technically you can have sweet potato crisps. You can
have
beetroot crisps.
It could be maize.
It doesn't.
It could be...
This is an almond crisp.
Do you know what? If you took an almond and you ground down, out of ground almonds, you made a deep fried ground almond snack and flavoured it with salt and vinegar, that would be allowed.
Yeah. What do they make skips out of? Like...
Tapioca. And you know what you did as well? You put on like a southern kind of tapioca.
Tapioca.
Like you put on a whole character that I couldn't see.
For a moment, it was funny that you were calling tamari almond. Tapioca. Tapioca.
Tapioca.
I was close though, eh? Considering I pulled it right at my ass.
You fucking did.
You pulled tapioca out of your ass? That's just
easily done,
Tom.
So how this works, Aisling, is Stephen drops in. A foreign crisp.
See you, Stephen. Thank you.
We have the sounds in after.
Oh, really?
At the end of our talkings, we're going to give you the option to swap in your foreign crisp. But I kind of feel like, because this was already in your house, like, you're probably going to pick them over a crisp.
I don't know yet, because remember, I haven't had some of the crisps you brought for me today for a time.
There is a banger left.
Yeah.
There is an absolute banger. And I feel as though your first two choices... are pretty nostalgic choices.
And are
going to be important for they're beyond your taste buds. Mm-hmm. They're for your soul.
They're
soul buds. Yeah.
They're soul crisps.
Yeah.
And I would say your final choice.
And can I just say it would really, really affect the respect and format of the show if what went through to your final selection was almonds. I'm not saying you can't choose almonds, but I'm just saying that.
Remember, I am a lefty feminist.
Jeez, it's going to be fucking almonds, isn't it?
Fucking almonds.
And an actress.
Oh God.
I need to deliver protein.
Pescatarian.
In between meals. Pescatarian. I'm just putting that out there. Yeah. You guys. That's not.
You don't wear.
If Tom had read my whole website, he'd probably know that about me.
You don't wear ethical clothing, do you?
I wear ethical clothing.
Box literally, look.
What does my T-shirt say? I put a T-shirt on over my big bra that I was wearing.
Save the bees.
I'm an activist.
Say, like, big bra.
Big bra.
Hey boys, do you like my big bra?
I've also got some big knickers to cover my big old fanny. That's what you boys like, right?
You guys are into big fannies, right? His gusset's like 30 centimeters wide.
I've also got tamari almonds in here. If you boys need a snack. So there's the last one for you, Tam.
Thank you. It's a nice
almond.
Well, I tell you what it is about them. That flavouring, I'm pretty sure, isn't a salt. It's more of a herbs and seasoning. So it's not too salty, even though it tastes salty. It's more, salmon's favourite word, umami.
It's a good word.
It's a fine almond.
It sounds like something a Hispanic woman would say to her mother, umami.
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 Okay, this choice is slightly nostalgic, Tom. I'll be honest. This choice brings me back to Ireland in the 90s.
Okay.
There is an element of a party about it. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. It's for kind of, maybe it opens up my fun side.
Yeah.
Which I don't think we've really seen yet.
I can be wacky.
I can be wacky. That's something you guys need to know about me. I can be wacky. And, you know, I'm not just all about my big bra.
my
massive knickers for my big old fanny. I also am a bit of fun. You know, and I can handle a joke. I can. As long as I make it about myself and no one else makes one. So I'm a real laugh like that. These ones are a thing called Monster Munch.
Madaming the lad likes
to munch. Big up to me, fans of the Monster Munch. So, yes, Monster Munch. I was so addicted to whatever they put on Monster Munch. I was so addicted to them growing up that I remember one time, and this is like one of the stories my sister tells as a real, like, wasn't Ashling an awful bad sister. Like, come on, Sinead, get over it. Sorry, she doesn't like when I say her real name, Sinead. Sorry. Anyways.
What's her code name?
Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, Sinead O'Connor. She could eat her dinner in a fancy restaurant, Sinead, but this story about crisps will bring her right back down. My mother pulled into a garage and she was like, girls, what you want? And I was like, two bags of Monster Munch, mummy, for your two children. Door slams. I go to Sinead. Sinead, you're allergic to the herbs and spices of Monster Munch and you'll die if you eat them. But don't tell mummy because she'll get so upset about your death. Okay. And she's like, okay. Mother comes back with two packets of Monster Munch. I yank both out of her hands and eat both. And over the next coming years, I forget to tell Sinead that she's not allergic to the herbs and spices in Monster Munch.
That's amazing.
And only years later when she's like, am I still allergic? I was like, whoa, what are you talking about? She's like, you said I'd die if I had Monster Munch. I was like, oh no, you can probably eat them, Sinead, now. I'm 16 and earning, so, you know.
Oh, poor Sinead.
Yeah, so do you want to open them?
Please do. And so those two packs, were they this flavour?
I'll tell you now, because I feel like they might have rebranded. I feel like they were yellow.
Me and Aisling had a discussion on the phones that I don't have because I live on an island.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel this kind of ties back into you saying that the island was full of strong flavours.
Yes.
That you were like, Monster Munch. Mm-hmm. And I was like, which ones? You said, the main ones.
Yeah.
I said, which ones are the main ones? You went, the yellow ones. So I sent a picture to you of the beef ones. You're like, I don't think they were beef.
No.
I said, were they tangy? And you're like,
yes.
They were tangy. I said, so it must be the pickled onion ones. It wouldn't be the Flaming Hot because they weren't around back then.
No. And also, Flaming Hot, anything spicy in Ireland would not have sold.
True.
Or else it would have had to come with a carton of milk.
True. So,
I love going out for a nice Monster Munch dinner with my wife and then a drink of milk afterwards. We're getting ready for the Indian restaurant to come to town. Guys.
Don't.
These are them.
Yes.
Yes. Must have been pickled onion. Again, pickled onion. It's just such a simple thing, but this tastes so complex.
Mm.
But it's pickled. People love pickled things.
Pickles are coming back
in such a mad way.
I had dinner
the other night in like a posh enough kind of like restaurant. And their starters were all pickled things. Pickled fennel, pickled beetroot.
Mm-hmm.
And a big move now towards fermented foods for your tum.
After Brexit, we're going to pickle everything because nothing's going to last. We're going to have power for the fridges.
I'm going to
pickle my kids.
We're going to have to pickle pickles. Do you know what, though? Now that I'm eating them, I can't tell if they're just pickles that I remember or whether it's the monster munch. I feel like, and I'm not sure if this has happened because of like EU law, but they don't look as bad for you as the ones when I was a kid did. They were electric orange. You know when we talk about Sunny D, they were electric, like it's not found in nature outside of oranges.
So much has changed. I looked at the ingredients list to a pot noodle in the 80s. And bearing in mind that your average intake of salt per day is 6 grams. That's recommended. This pot noodle contained 4.5 grams of salt.
Yeah.
Now a pot noodle contains like 1.5.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine how fucking good pot noodles were back then?
Man, you like crap.
Because I've always... When was that in the 80s?
I think so, yeah.
Because in the 90s, when I was like...
Student.
I was hitting them pot noodles.
You were, weren't you?
I was adding some serious kind of...
Oh, do you remember the? Do you remember those? Like, or even the ramen stuff. I remember one time... myself, Tom, and our friend Marie... Went back to Tom's house really drunkenly, and Marie made us noodles, and we were like, "Oh, they don't taste great," because she put all of the flavouring straight on top of them, and she got really, really upset about it, like we'd insulted her cooking, which was water and shaking. She's like, "I can't believe you guys would insult my cooking. I've made this for you." You're like, "All right, Marie, chill out."
I've slaved.
But yeah, there is, and same with spaghetti hoops, little tin spaghetti hoops. Rightly so, the sugar and salt has been taken out of them, but they're not as addictive when I go to eat them now.
Yeah, yeah. Like something that ruined my life for a brief period of time.
Oh, Tom.
Was Heinz tomato soup, yeah? That was just a bit of like, oh, I'll have a nice...
healthy soup.
Nice little light lunch, bit of Heinz tomato soup, more sugar than a can of Coke.
Yeah, what?
In a soup.
No.
It's orange. Tomato's all orange.
Oh, my God. What else is unreal? Santa?
Tomato soup is... Heinz tomato soup, cream off. It's a naughty one.
Yeah.
It's tangy.
Oh, it's good.
If you get cheese sandwiches with crisps... In the cheese sandwich, dip those in Heinz tomato soup.
What crisp?
The...
Pringles.
The thing that's really, I suppose, in its big business is trying to get more power back to the people is imagine the stuff they were putting into us before they had to list the ingredients.
Oh, my Lord.
Dude, that's only in the last 10 years.
Fucked.
Whatever is in us from our childhood, I'm surprised we don't all have like a nose coming out of our arse. There is so much stuff.
I long for that.
I long for a nose coming out of my ass, finally. I could sniff the chair when I sit down. But there are so many things they have to tell us now just about, and so many things they're trying to hide. Like when they say, there's no sugar in this, but there's fructose and sweeteners. And we're like, okay, it's sugar-free, I'm so healthy. They are just as bad. They make your body just as addictive. It's like methadone. It's not like not heroin.
Yeah.
What it used to be like, hey, cigarettes, guys, they're really good for you. That used to be a
cigarette
selling
Abbott.
Point. Yeah, man.
Friendly. Do you remember the Lambert and Butler Abbott? Hi, I'm Lambert and I'm Butler. Those guys were actors. Yeah. And they're just kind of going, fags. Can't do that anymore.
Oh, God.
So, pick one in your Monster Munch.
Am I right in thinking, sorry to interrupt again, because I thought we'd had these in loads, but apparently we haven't.
Didn't you pick them? Yeah, but we've talked about your choices.
Yeah, but...
Were they one of your choices?
Yeah, but screw us. I'm talking about guests.
Because, like, if I were to rethink my choices...
You can't.
This would be knocking on the door.
Yeah. Whoa. Can I just say something about these that's interesting? Is that because they're called Monster Munch, and as you can see, once you pick them up in your hand, they symbolise, they look like little monsters. They're going, ha ha, little cartoon characters. But if these were flat crisps... Like, if you were to serve these at a party as an adult, you'd look like a baby. A baby has had a party for some people in their 30s. Where is this baby's mother? Send it home. That's what they would say. But if they were flatter or a different shape or didn't have a big old cartoon monster on the front, but would they be just like, could we rebrand them as like fermented pickle crisps?
No way.
And they'd really sell hard.
They're amazing.
Is it just nostalgia? Why couldn't we serve this at a dinner party?
They're
what's wrong?
Based. Generally, maize-based snacks...
Aren't classy.
They are far from classy. Like,
interesting. But like, then, like, quinoa was, like, not fun for a while, and now it's, like, everyone's eating quinoa.
Yeah, but quinoa never operated a kind of, like, oh, all these poor kids eating quinoa. Like,
well, in certain countries, yes, not in Britain,
not
but...
the great US of Britain.
US Britain.
They've changed the shape of these again. Now... Do you remember they used to be bigger and the toes, but now look how dense the toes are. The toes are all long now.
Well, we've talked about this before, haven't we?
What's problematic is I know they are the flavour, I know they're the ones, but I feel like the package definitely used to be yellow.
Like, Walkers took them over, you see. We've talked about this before as well. It used to be a Smith's product. And in around 1995, Walkers took them over. So if it was your childhood, maybe you're on the cusp of the Smiths Walkers takeover.
It's not, I think, and that's giving away my age to all the casting directors who listen to your podcast. But it was like, all we have to do to find out our real age is A, go on Wikipedia. No, do it the hard way. Let's go and look up the takeover of Monster Munch by the company, see what year that was, wonder what year it was when her mother pulled into the garage.
She's 46!
But those don't, they taste like... like someone else is wearing my auntie's perfume, and it brings back the memory of something, but it's not my auntie.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
They're not. Something's not right, guys.
Yeah.
Something's not right.
They're not. I hate to say it. Ever since we've had, like, ever since I chose them.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the payoff between the amount of crunch that you're getting through, the amount of shit that's getting stuck in your teeth, versus the flavour that I'm getting. The risk reward basically is off now.
It's off. Something's gone wrong.
You smell them, you're going to go, it's got the scent of that everything that I want, but it's not delivering the
same. Something is rotten in the state of Denmark.
I don't know. I'm going to.
Tom, stop shouting.
No, I'm not going to calm down.
Your fucking top back on.
Tom.
Jesus.
Tom.
Again.
Please, keep your baseball cap on.
But, I think there needs to be some defence here, because if I'm hitting up some meal deal in some kind of supermarket.
Yeah.
I'm looking through the options. Mm-hmm. Every single time I'm getting pickled onion Monster Munch. Within that meal deal structure, I'm hitting the pickled onion Monster
Munch.
Let
me say this. If my sandwich hasn't got texture, so if I'm choosing a three cheese and mayo sandwich, like the red, you know, the cheesy mix and onion.
That is disgusting. Is a hangover sandwich.
Oh, it's gorgeous. There's so much fat in it. So much fat in it. But if I've got that, so the soft bread with that gooey, mayonnaise-y, cheesy middle, then I want a pickled onion Monster Munch because I need that texture.
Yeah.
I don't want that with a chicken salad sandwich.
Or I don't want that on its own, like we've just had it. I feel cheated. In America, so we all know dairy milk and we all know Cadbury's dairy milk.
Yes.
Yum, yum, yum. In Ireland, only in the Republic of Ireland, so not the North, in the Republic of Ireland, you can get my favourite chocolate bar, which is a Golden Crisp, which is pieces of honeycomb within, and you cannot get it in the UK, maybe in certain shops, but you can't get it across the board in the UK and you can't get it in the North of Ireland. Brexit means Brexit. Now, in America, they have dairy milks, but they're not real dairy milks because there's they're owned Cadbury's. By the Hershey's company.
Yeah. No.
No, they are
Kraft.
Not.
Kraft.
Because apparently, dairy milk cannot come into America because Hershey's are like, not in our watch.
It's too tasty.
We're too protecting. Yeah, we're protecting it too much.
They have strong unions, man.
They have really strong unions. And the dairy milk you get there, you can just taste, is not UK and Ireland milk. You can taste the lack of the dairy or that it's powdered
American
or something like that.
American chocolate is shit.
American chocolate. You can taste that it's not real milk. Whereas, you know, in the UK and Ireland, that big glass and a half full. Drink your dairy milk, la la la. It's like having a glass of milk. That it, you can taste real milk in it. And there's something about... Tom, sorry. These Monster Munch... I'm...
Oh, she's going to switch the fucking
eyes. No, I'm not.
Don't do it.
They just don't feel... like I'm sorry Sam, but they don't feel like how it was.
Well,
they're not.
You have to admit it, Tom. So she's come back different.
They're not orange. It's like Summersby. They're not orange enough. You're right, they're not orange enough.
And maybe that's a good thing for the children of now, and I am happy for you. Maybe you won't grow an extra boob or whatever I have down the bottom of my belly because of the Monster Munch.
It's a boob.
But God, it is a boob. And people like it, to be honest. They're like, well, yeah, as long as I don't have to
very, very
see
sour
it.
Milk.
I close my eyes, and there's three.
So this clarifies for me that all three of your choices are entirely based on nostalgia.
Yes, because there are certain things I like now. I like beetroot crisps. I like parsnip crisps every now and again. But my top three, when I go to think or talk about potato or maize-based crisps, crisp packet of crisps, these are the ones that shout out to me. They sing to me. Yeah. They tell me stories of old.
And if you're lost on an island, then actually what you want...
Memories.
You don't want some beetroot crisps.
No.
You want something.
They just remind me of one time I was in a rush and I went to Pret.
Yeah.
So I don't have any emotional connection to beetroot crisps.
Although that is my entire memory selection from the last 10 years.
Yeah, I'm just, it's Brett.
I'm in a rush, I've gone to Prep. Yeah. I'm not happy about it, but I didn't want to take a risk on some deli counter.
Yeah. So, so these are the ones I would be Prêt à manger on the island.
All right.
Well, touche. Mm-hmm. We are...
God, Tom, we've come across as real Europhiles here, haven't we, with our French?
Oui.
Have.
nous avons non jambon frites.
Mm-hmm.
Parce que tu es un meurt-tête.
What's that? Moi? Je suis un meurt-tête.
Why? Do you know what? Someone taught me...
I am a shithead. Did you just say I'm a shithead?
I only know how to say a couple of things in French. And well, came out my
one
mouth,
of them is sorry. I am a shithead.
And you are a shithead. That's what he said.
Do you know what someone taught me a good French?
Oh,
kind of
don't
thing
try
to
and
say.
Segue out of this on your time on the bike.
But I like apparently it's quite offensive. You'll know this because you've got a degree in it, right?
Philosophy.
And French.
Oh, and French. Yeah, I was like, what a segue out of French.
Does this mean anything to you? Je te casse en deux.
I taught you that.
Yeah, that's why it's
yeah. Okay. Je te casse en deux. Or, there's
it's
another
satisfying
couple of
to say, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Je te casse en deux.
Je te casse en deux.
Means, what is it?
I break you in two.
Yeah.
It's not offensive. It's impossible.
Oh, apparently it's.
There's some other ones I did teach Tom that were fairly unrepeated.
I love this thing, like, may your farm have no milk. May your mother's breast run dry. Like, that's ridiculous. It's not an insult.
I hope so. She's going through
but
the
change. But again, it's like, yeah, I fucked your mother. You're like, oh, no, I know you didn't, but that's really upset me.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Yeah.
May your post arrive late. May you always have to go and collect your post because you were never in.
May your cushion smell of hair.
Are we going to allow Sam Aisling to have the opportunity to swap out one of her crisps for her almonds?
I think only if she doesn't.
Okay, so, Aisling, oh, we're in a world of mega negatives now. Let me try and get my head around it.
Come on, Trump.
Okay. God damn. Oh, God, that was ridiculous.
Wouldn't
it?
Wouldn't.
No, what I meant to say
was that I wouldn't
let you not.
So when I say Wood.
So let's just test the waters. Aisling, would you...
Edward and Wood wouldn't.
Would you consider swapping in your almonds for one of your crisp choices?
I am a strong, empowered woman. I have lived my life and grown up in a strong, empowered woman house without the help of men and without men telling me what to do. Please my don't. Answer is yes.
Oh, dear Lord.
I will not be told what to do. I will not be silenced. And yes, those pickled onion monster munch are not good enough. They are not what my childhood was. And they've changed, Tom. They have. They've come back changed.
Oh,
they've
no.
changed, Sam. And those almonds.
Oh, no, the almonds on the island.
Those almonds are good for my skin.
Oh, this is.
And I have no sun cream on the island.
A disaster.
Oh, Steve.
You're a source of protein.
What have you done, Steve?
And those maize-based crisps are amazingly not what they were.
So, here we are. We're in this place now where...
We've done it.
Almonds
means almonds. That's what we've done.
We've opened up.
We offered the choice.
Yeah.
She chose the choice.
Yeah, crisps.
And now we're fucked.
Okay, so Aisling, your three choices are...
Salt vinegar potatoes, ready-salted Walkers...
And almonds.
And
fucking almonds.
Japanese
samurai almonds.
Can I just tell you as well, you didn't bring the other snacks. So I will not have this boomerang back to me.
It's entirely our fault.
Like
it's
I'm the
fault.
Knobhead.
It's Stephen's fault. It's the seagull's fault.
Stephen the seagull's fault.
Goddamn seagull's fault.
So there's your three choices. I'm about to spring something on you though, Aisling.
Oh my God, it's coming at you like a train.
Yeah, like a tube. We're going to allow you a dip of your choice.
Oh, interesting. Well, I would not dip that poor ass bad monster munch in anything. I would not want to dip.
Gorgeous dipped in stuff.
No, it wouldn't. But do you know what?
Creamy.
No.
It would really
do you know what?
Dry.
Like what you were saying, you would put in your sandwich only because it's not enough on its own. You should need to, you know, wine and dine a gal or a guy. They should be enough just as they are sitting in front of you without food. And that is what I mean about those pickled onion monster munch. They are not... the whole shebang like I had before. So
I'm so angry at Monster Munch.
I am angry as well. Whatever that business takeover was, it didn't work.
But I don't know, man.
They thought we wouldn't know.
Is this a bad pack? I feel like you've affected my mind.
It's a pound pack. That's why it's a fucking pound pack. They put the shit munch in there.
It's not what it was.
You've got Monster Munch. Monster Munch. I always called them Monster Munch. You've got Monster Munch. These are the bones of Monster Munch. This
these are the bones of it.
Leftover bones.
It tastes like
it's the ashes.
People in the apocalypse or the Walking Dead were like, oh my God, we found a bunker of food. Everything's gone off. Well, we're going to have to eat it or else we're going to have to eat each other. And then they go down into the bunker and they get that pack and they're like, oh,
and
okay.
Even then you'd be like, oh,
it's not Monster Munch, yeah.
It's a bad pack.
I'm going to think about dips.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Because it's not about what dip I would like. Because if I would just like a dip on its own, mm-hmm. I'd be like guac all day or day.
Guac a clack.
Guac a clack, guac all day long. What time is it? 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, guac.
I've just realised whack-a-mole sounds like whack-a-mole.
Is it to do with it?
The game.
Has that anything to do with anything?
No.
Maybe a mole is something
whack-a-mole.
Like... Guacamole, but then that's how you pronounce it. Maybe a mole is something to do with mashing something up. Like a guacamole.
Isn't it mole is sauce of some sort?
Yeah,
no.
It's a foreign...
Yeah, so guacamole is kind of like a...
No, it's not the same language, but we say guacamole.
Yeah, but like...
Guacamole.
But you were talking about the genesis of guacamole.
I thought guacamole
as in
is...
it might have been related to guacamole.
I'll be honest,
the ancient Mexicans named their avocado dip.
Hey, what are we going to call this avocado dip?
Oh, it's like that game whack-a-mole.
You gotta smash it.
So guys, thinking about dips, I would love guacamole, mm-hmm. but would I put ready salted crisps into guacamole? Maybe. Yeah. They are a great basis. They
corn
are a great
chips that typically go into them are quite plain.
They are a great boat, but there's something about the corn because that matches because of the origins of guacamole and
corn
based.
So dry.
Yeah. Mm. I definitely salt and vinegar exists as itself. It does not require a dip.
It doesn't need a dip.
It's lovely in a dip. Yeah. It's
lovely in a dip, but it's not. You wouldn't go, ooh, this in dips. If you're
salt
in the shop.
Salt and vinegar loves a dip that is not as highly flavoured. So
like a hummus?
It loves a hummus. Loves a hummus.
But I feel like that's what you have if you're someone's come around and they've surprised you. And like, oh yeah, I've got some hummus in the fridge. Or the salt and vinegar. Ah yeah, grand.
You need this, like a McCoy's. Big,
yeah.
Thick ridge.
I need to pick a dip. Oh, interesting. I've just gotten it. This is really interesting and it won't be something that you might immediately know. There is a dip in Marks and Spencer's that is beetroot, yogurt and mint.
Ooh.
And it's so, so tasty that I eat it all in one sitting. Mm. And it's really refreshing, but also chunky dip. And it makes your wee red afterwards. Note to self. You can edit that bit out or don't. If a doctor's listening, is that what it is? And I think I would pair that with my ready salted crisps. And it's a real, I suppose ready salted crisps still remind me of France. And there's something about this beetroot mint dip that reminds me of a holiday or sitting out.
It feels kind of European.
Yes, and they feel like they match. Guacamole, I love. And I'd like to do a big shout out to my guacamole fans. Big up one time. Yes, guacamole though doesn't feel like it fits with my crisps.
Fair.
And this beetroot dip. And I've actually tried to make it myself and it's quite easy. I roast the beetroot myself and the mint. I didn't roast the mint. I put the mint in afterwards in the blender with the yogurt and actually some lemon juice. Anyways, that is my choice of dip.
Too
given
funny.
My yeah, crisps.
I'll take that.
Do you know what's good about it as well? Mm-hmm. Is you could just eat that.
Oh, you know could. I mean? That'd be a whole dinner as well because the mint lifts it up. It's not salty with salty. Hummus with ready salted crisps is just salty.
Not, but like...
Oh, I understand.
You can choose a dip under the guise of, oh, it'd be great with my ready salted crisps.
Yeah.
But you could like... We live in separate parts of the island. Who's to know?
Us.
Yeah,
but
that's
we
true.
Wouldn't know. Like, because
we don't know. She just told us.
But this is...
It's like The Lost Boys.
You just suggested it.
You're going to start stabbing each other.
But this... Oh God, my whole kind of understanding of what
we have got
Tom,
the world we live
I'm just
going to
say, can
down.
I end this fight between the two of you? I promise you on this island, I will only use a dip when it's dipped.
Okay.
Fine. She hasn't got any spoons.
Thank you.
She could use a shell.
My fingers are Jesus' spoons, so technically I could use yours, but Jesus I do know spoons. I do know the rules of the island.
Okay.
But it doesn't end there. There's another choice then.
Stop.
Because you get an everlasting soft drink.
Interesting.
Not
now this,
water.
I think you guys are going to be angry with me for my choice.
I think I am.
It can't be as bad as Nick Blood's choice.
I think it's going to be exactly
Oh,
as bad
kombucha.
As
yeah.
I, for me, want a cup of tea. And I don't mean a cold iced tea. I'm not a psychopath. I mean I'd like a cup of tea on the island. I could not go on this island without tea.
How are you taking your tea?
And this is the only thing. And I think this is what's going to upset everyone. I think I'd like a green tea with orange. It's like a type of Twinings bag I have just up
that's
there.
That's more islandy. That's more islandy.
Yeah.
That's
because
less
it's a little bit
a
tropical.
Tea.
A milky tea with crisps and salt and the sand. But There's something about that slightly upset, tropical Tom? Green tea. I knew you'd be upset, Tom. No, I knew.
My only thing is,
it's not a soft drink.
Are we able to heat things up?
Are we able to boil
it? So, here, I'm just telling you, Tom. Look at the packets in front of you. What are inside them?
Crisps.
Reflective. Right. Well, reflective foil.
Oh.
So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to put down a load of twigs, maybe some of my dry Tato crisps that are very dry.
They would
I'm
burn.
Going to make a bundle.
Yeah.
I'm going to make some scratches, but also shine that reflective crisp packet inside out onto the wood. And that will immediately make fire.
Immediately?
Yeah.
Please. Guys.
Listen, we let almonds in, so we're not letting tea in.
Tea's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
Wait now, guys, just 1 minute.
Not allowed.
Don't do that.
Guys, please, just look at me.
That face is illegal.
Please, can I have a cup of tea? It's all I want. It reminds me of my life at home in Ireland with my mommy.
You've got Tay-Tays.
My sister Sinead.
There you go, Tay-Tays.
Sam, just look at me in the eye. Sam.
No, you've got to have a cold.
Pretty please, Sam. You're one of my best friends.
Green tea isn't a soft drink.
You guys mean everything to me. You remind me of when I first moved to England and I was so lonely.
The annoying thing is that if you're allowed to do this, then we acted up and acted like pricks for nothing.
Yep.
But that is...
Do you know what I mean? I hate that.
Yeah, I know.
I'd rather not be a prick at all.
But you know what happens, Sam? In life is long. And if you guys apologise to me, to each other, I actually think it'll have been worth it. We'll all have learned something.
Sorry, Ashley.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry to both of you because I didn't want to be the cause of a fight.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks for coming to the island.
Thanks, Sam, for having me. Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed myself.
Enjoy the beetroot dip and with your almonds.
Thanks. I won't put the Japanese almonds into the beetroot dip. It wouldn't go with mint.
Green almonds.
Green tea. Green tea and almonds.
It's just, I'd be so happy.
Like roast beef with it.
Can I have a roast beef?
You can have a roast beef.
Can I have a
even if you bring the cold beef and heat it up on your fucking crisp fire. It's been lovely having you.
Thank you.
Welcome to the island. I hope your stay is as pleasant as it can be.
Well, I know I'll be cool because all I have is my big bra.
And my big panties.
And my big pants for my big
massive
fanny.
Anything you want to plug, Ashling?
Just my butt. Do I have anything? Oh, not really. As I say, the Netflix thing will be out maybe the end of August or something like that.
You are writing a show currently?
Writing a show for TV, but that won't be out until next year. Oh, maybe... like 8 out of 10 Cats' Countdown is on in the next couple of weeks, and then some QIs and stuff like that. There's always some, and then if you look on Dave, I'm on repeat
same
all the time.
Same yeah. Same.
There's always some repeated something.
Always something.
Always something out. Always something there to remind me.
We love you very much.
I love you both very much.
Bye, babe. See you
bye,
around.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Desert Island Crisps. Please find us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Desert Crisps. Special thank you as always to producer Adam Loveday Brown, editor Mikey Loveday, Ollie Kilby for the art and Phil Surtees for the music. Catch you next time. We'll be here. Always.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.